this being Holy Week, Paddy O'Gorman is with me. A lot of people, Paddy, have a tradition of visiting graveyards at this time of year.
That's right, especially this morning, Good Friday, graveyards everywhere are busy. Now, I think it's a practice that's on the increase, like the Cemetery Sundays now, are huge events. They're like big sports events. There's, you know, traffic jams, and it's a type of religious observance which is definitely increasing in recent decades.
So where have you been then?
This was Fingal in North County Dublin, a fairly new graveyard, about 30 years old. The first people I meet, you know, a couple of about 60-odd, and they were on a visit.
I just like to come here because I think it's so peaceful, and every time I come, I do me rounds. I usually come in the far gate and walk up here to Paddy O'Donnell's, then over to Bernard on the top and work my way down to my mum and dad. But it's so peaceful, and I love headstones. I love looking at headstones, and there's loads I come to stop and we have a little natter, and then off I go to the next.
This is the week, Good Friday, Christianity. We
remember she was a very religious woman.
Your mum, yeah?
Yeah, very religious. She was born into the Protestant, and she met my dad, and he was Catholic, and she converted. Yeah. My dad was from Eastwall, and my mum is Ballybock, and they were pen pals.
They became pen pals.
My dad was in the army, the British Army, and they became, my mum worked on the North Strand, right. McMahon's, I think the fruit shop was, and they became pen pals.
A Protestant girl would have a pen pal in the British Army.
There you go.
So her religion was part of the reason that they met, I would think.
Yeah.
What was your father's name, please?
John Woods. Egypt. I know he was out in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa.
North Africa, that's where he
is. I still have all his papers and his books and at home and all. He died in 92.
When did he serve in Egypt? To what years?
Oh, the Second World War. Mm-hmm. He was then in the Second World War, 43, 44. And then he came back then. Well, after he signed after when the war was over in 46, I know 45, and that's when he came back then. Yeah, that was it. Then he just walked in CIA then. He got a job in CIA. So.
Your mum and dad, do you believe you'll see them again?
Yes. I believe up there, but I believe there is something up there, and I'm going up there to meet everybody.
What will that be like?
Oh, heaven. Heaven.
Very, very simple answer, but it's so penetrating in her expectations there, mm-hmm. Paddy.
Isn't she? Yes, Phil.
One thing about headstones and graveyards, it seems to be kind of open season as to what you can put up in a lot of places.
They're certainly much more exuberant. They don't stick to the old traditions. Like, for example, there in Fingal, especially among the traveller graves, you have horseshoes and horses and so on. You've got... generally, though, they've become more exuberant. You'll never walk alone is the single most commonly engraved words. And you get Liverpool crests, Manchester United crests. You have the laser technology that enables photographs to be put into gravestones. One thing I found particularly interesting was, and welcome actually, is a lot of grave surrounds now building seats into them. And there's usually invites there saying, sit and chat a while, rest a while. Or sometimes there was things that I was a bit puzzled by. First of all, things like, I'm grand, wait here till I tell you, you again. And then I realised they're actually names, they're expressions that were the person was well known for using. And then there was one particular wrought iron seat, which was placed next to a grave at the edge of the graveyard, a fine wrought iron seat, and it had the words on it, wait till I tell you, and the name Leroy. Now, I saw a lady in her 40s sitting at that, and she was, I think, remembering somebody. Turned out to be a very sad story. Leroy was her son, who died recently, and when she was over at her mum and dad's grave nearby, she spoke to me.
Oh, well, this is me mass and me dad and me sister and me brother, and I just buried my son over there. He's only 19. He was killed on a motorbike Christmas Day. So he's 20 now on Saturday.
Christmas Day just passed.
Yeah. So I have a lot of people over here that's buried, like friends and family as well, like, you know. So we come out most days just to kind of gives me a bit of a relief as well. Trying to cope with the young kids loss, like, you know.
And it does give you some relief, as
yeah,
you say.
It does, yeah. It does, yeah. A little bit anyway, so.
And so you come here every day?
Every day, yeah. Every day we come out, me and my daughter. She's gone over now to our brother. Because we can't bring him over yet. He doesn't understand.
And this is your son?
Yeah, this is my grandchild.
All right.
He stood for him, so. He keeps asking for him all the time. Keeps saying he doesn't see him anymore. Where's he going? We have to keep telling him he's gone on holidays. Just until he's old enough to understand. It's heartbreaking. every day now, I feel like it's getting worse for me, not better, as time goes on, like, you know what I mean? Like, he'd be four months dead now on the 25th. His birthday is on the 19th, so it's just hard, like, you know.
And what do you say to your mum and dad now? You talk to them about the loss of your son? Yeah,
I ask them. I ask them every day just to look after him, show him the way up there, so.
Did he love motorbikes then, your son?
He did, yeah. He lived for them. Lived for them. That was the saddest part. He lived for them. His headstone goes down now in May, so hopefully he'll be down for the mass. But I have his grave now, lovely now. It's over there. It's a big bench and all over there beside it.
There's a bench inviting people to sit down.
Yeah,
there?
That's... Wait till I tell you.
Wait till I tell
you. That's mine. Because all his friends come out now all the time. But, and they come out and sit and chat with him for a while, you know. And they're all very good.
Was
they're
that
all...
your idea, the
yeah,
bench?
Yeah, yeah. His father made of him. And with the help of a few friends. They were all out now yesterday. And they'll be all out now Saturday now for his birthday, so that'll give me a bit of comfort.
Do you believe that you'll see him again?
I do believe I'll see, especially my son again. I do believe. Gives you great comfort, knowing that you believe in it, like, you know. I'm Catholic. I believe in, I believe in the Lord.
Do you want to tell me your son's name so we remember?
Leroy.
Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy Kyle.
And that's Leroy's mum there talking to you, Paddy. Do many people do like Mrs. Coyle there, go to a graveyard every day?
That's right, every day. There's a certain community of people, and they're generally people who are in deep grieving, and some people do it for years even and turn up every day. You'll meet some of the same people there. Other times then people, I suppose, eventually they get over it. And when you see a very well-tended grave, in a way you know that the grief is still very strong. If you go to an older graveyard, say Belgriffin across the way, you see overgrown graves, and in a way at least then you know that the pain has eased, which is one comfort in that. Now, Sean, can I ask you, in your years in the Irish press, did you, were you in the habit of dropping into Mulligan's at Pulbeg Street?
You want on Good Friday me to make a public confession, do you? I was never in it on Good Friday, needless to say, because it'd be closed, because it was a very well-run house. But yes,
yes,
just occasionally. And even still now, after matches in Croke Park, some and in my case, there would be post-mortems.
Yes.
that would be conducted in Mulligan's after matches.
That's right. Well, this next interview might mean something to you then. This was an elderly lady with her daughter there. She was tending a grave, beautiful spring flowers all over it. And she recognised me and called me over, and she told me her story.
This is my husband, Thomas MacDonald. 14 years dead now on the 7th of May. And he worked in Mulligan's at Pulbeg Street, a barman, for 38 years. He's originally from Cavan, and I'm from Cavan, so we used to always come up to see my parents' grave, and he was so particular about attending my parents. He said they did so much for us down through the years, we have to look after them now when they're dead. So this is what we have been doing. We're doing, still doing it, Tommy, even though that you're in there. We're doing what he done for my parents. I feel good when I come out. I feel sad now when things happened, and I'm living on my own now for the last 14 years in the North Strand. And no, we're happy. I just pray to him. I talk to him when I'm going out. When I'm going to Mass in the morning, I say, Tommy, goodbye now. Look after the house till I come back.
Yes.
And keep me safe. So he has done it.
But you say you talk to him, and I'm sure he was a man.
Yeah. I talk back to him. Yeah, well, I talk to him. I feel that he's minded me and protecting me.
But he can't answer back, can he?
He can't answer back. But sure, he is up there.
Right.
You know, he's looking at me. Mm-hmm. Because he was a very religious man now. Make sure that the rosary was said, and you prayed the rosary.
He was a barman in Pulbeg Street, in Mulligan's, for 38
everybody
years.
Everybody knew him.
Yes.
Everybody used to go into Mulligan's. Mm-hmm. And I know when he died, my God, everybody was at that funeral. His hours were very long, but he didn't mind that. I mean, Mulligan's was like a family to him. He'd walk long hours, and he didn't mind walking. He'd stand in for other lads, the younger fellas. We dance 5 nights a week, I have to tell you that, Paddy.
Yes.
I miss them terrible. Mm-hmm. I miss them terrible. When Mulligan's long ago, it would be closing early, and we'd go off. We were in the Irish Club and all the places all around the Parnell Square. And we just absolutely loved it. We all went for dancing.
And no, Mrs. MacDonald, do you believe that you will see him again?
I know well I'm going to see him. I'm sure he's up there. Yeah, certainly we will. Yeah, sure. I know he'll meet me there. Yeah. I believe in the next world. So where's the point in living if you didn't believe in the next world?
Well, now there's a question. A lovely man, Tommy.
You do
and
remember him, yes.
I suspect that if there is a Mulligan's in the sky, I'd say it's closed on Good Friday if he has anything to do with how it's run, you know. Anyway, Paddy, that's a wonderful report as ever. Paddy O'Gorman back with The Gathering after the break.